Well, a spokesman clarified McCain's remarks. He was apparently referring to gum recession. Yourself. Besides the recession thing, McCain finally criticizes the slow Bush response to Katrina. Finally. That took a while. Just now he's getting around to it. McCain is coming out with a book, An Incontinent Truth. Yeah, I know it's bad, but it'll pass. Cindy's already building a ramp on the front portico of the White House, so it's, they're expecting to get in, I think is what they're saying. Hillary says if denied the nomination, she will run on the Liz Estrada ticket. Their motto, of course, get it done or don't get none. Hillary wants to count the votes that don't count, uncount the votes that do, and prorate the rest. Because she's got a very good accountant. The popular vote is still unclear, but she and Obama are neck and neck in the unpopular vote at this point. In Pennsylvania, Barack runs into bitter folks with voting machines. Suddenly it's, yes, I can't. Mm. Yes. He's taken to wearing Belafonte Calypso shirts open to the navel to attract the middle-aged female vote that he needs. Yes, Deo. Deo! You're supposed to say Deo. Never mind. Let's see now. Oh, Obama's going to take a job with Streets and Sanitation to establish his working-class credentials. Not a moment too soon. Meanwhile, Reverend Wright tells Bill Moyers, honkies can kiss my black behind. And refuses to give the name of his tailor. Hillary and Barack, the bad dream ticket. Nader and Kevorkian, only slightly worse. In other news, the state of Texas in a quandary whether to find 400 foster parents or 100 spouses for the polygamous children. The kids are said not to know who the president is. It's the state's burden to prove that that's a bad thing. Please. Hold your applause until everybody's done. Flour prices are so high that pigs are being used to root for pizzas. Corn is so high, moonshine now strictly an aperitif. Or digestif.
Digestif.
You prefer. Rice. What about rice? Price of rice is very high. They're starting to roll a sushi in gravel. That's how high it is. That San Francisco treat is now blankaroni. There's no rice in it. Soon the only rice on the market will be Condoleezza, in my opinion. In still other news, the FDA says LASIK customers can't see past their noses. China, okay, well, you're not going to like them all. You'd think you'd like some of them, but you're not going to like them all. China offers to meet with the Dalai Lama to plan his reincarnation. I think a white sport coat in a reincarnation,
that's
don't
right.
You? Bush says Syria ordered a yellow cake from Africa. Says the U.S. reserves the right to go into Syria and flatten the bread. We need a drum, really, for some of these. I just cried out for a little drum thing.
Drumfounded.
Yeah. Drumfounded is good. Very good. Syria claims it was a Little Debbie plant and not a nuclear plant. The Israelis bombed it because it wasn't kosher for Passover, ladies and gentlemen. North Airlines and Worst Airlines to merge. Continental to merge with Subway to form Subcontinental. Delta to drain into Gulf. It's a good fit. Midwest Airlines will broaden its appeal by becoming East Side, West Side, all around the country airlines. They're cost cutting now on Midwest. You know, instead of the chocolate chip cookies, now they have Girl Scouts on board selling. The Hubble telescope captures galaxies celebrating 420. Yahoo to change name to Boohoo. Beckham forced to give his shorts to the other kid at Aloha Stadium. Baptism's down. Circumcisions hold steady. Donald Trump sues over smoking ban at casinos. Atlantic City responds by banning comb-overs. And breakthrough in making corn from ethanol, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the news that is. And thank you so much. That wasn't bad, now was it? We got you.